Hi friends, welcome to the Modern Mamas Podcast. We're two modern mamas with the goal to inspire empowerment, self-love, deep physical and spiritual nourishment, holistic health, and joy, no matter your journey, gender, or perspective. I'm Laura of Radical Roots. I'm a certified CrossFit trainer, certified nutrition consultant, and mama to Evie Wilder.
And I'm Jess of Hold the Space Wellness. I'm a level one CrossFit trainer, a licensed and certified athletic trainer with a master's in kinesiology and mama to Baron Camille. Please note that while we're here to provide advice and insights, we aren't medical practitioners and always recommend that you check with a trusted provider before implementing any changes. Thanks for joining us. We're so happy you're here.
Friends, it's Laura and Jess here, and this is a much overdue catch-up episode. We have been going like crazy, the both of us, recording with incredible guests, momming, doing all the things, feeling like we're wearing multiple hats, and so we have not had a chance to sit down and chat, so I'm so excited. This is going to be quick, beautiful catch-up episode, and before we begin, Jess, let's read some wonderful reviews from our listeners, because they are the best start to every day. And I could use that right now, considering this morning has been a little frazzled. I was a little late for this recording because I am like clockwork up at 5 every morning. And today I rolled over and it was 7 o'clock and we were supposed to be recording at 7. And I was like, oh my God. So here I am. We are here.
We're here.
And I feel centered. I have my turmeric dirty latte situation going on and I'm ready to record. So to start us off, Jess is going to go ahead and read the first review while I take a moment of zen.
All right, let's do it. Okay, our first review is from Bloob's Mom. I like that. I wonder if it's Blueberry, if it's her child or her dog
or her
cat is named Blueberry. That's awesome. Okay, Bloob's Mom says, Modern Mamas has been a great gift to me during my first year of motherhood. While struggling with an unexpected and overwhelming sense of loneliness during my first couple weeks of maternity leave, in the depths of winter in Chicago, I began seeking out a podcast that would entertain and educate me through this new venture of parenthood. Modern Mamas was exactly what I needed then, and it continues to be my favorite podcast. Through sharing their own motherhood journeys, Laura and Jess vocalize exactly what I am feeling. I'm surprised at how quickly they felt to me like instant friends. I'm genuinely interested in the updates they share on their own lives and families and businesses. And the invaluable information they provide on nutrition, movement, and mindset has truly changed me as a person and a parent. They supplement their own experiences and expertise with the most insightful guests on a variety of topics relevant to more than just mamas. I can't wait to listen to each and every episode. Oh my gosh, that was the most thoughtful,
eloquent.
Someone spent a lot of time, and I cannot, I don't know. I am so grateful that they spent the time to come on iTunes, write that, and that was amazing.
Yeah. Because this, we have a lot of things in the works, a lot of projects, a lot of work, a lot of momming, a lot of life, and we still show up. And it's, sometimes it's hard. I'm being honest. It's a morning of honesty. And so to see and read something like this just makes my heart insanely happy. And, I just picture her sitting there in Chicago in the dead of winter, which, my goodness, that's not easy. And then to know that we could have had any impact on helping her feel less lonely seriously makes me want to cry.
I know. I've been there, mama. I both postpartum experiences, I wish I would have had a community like the one that we are so blessed to have around us. I'm so happy.
Yeah, it's incredible. I went on the Engine Mom podcast yesterday and recorded, and she was talking about motherhood and postpartum and questions that I asked myself and things I did to prepare. And I can't stop talking about this podcast because I have incredible friends and an incredible physical local community. But my goodness, this podcast, I think, was one of the reasons why my postpartum period was so incredible, because I felt so supported and I felt so connected to so many women. So thank you for sharing that, Bloob's Mom. It means the world to us. I don't think we can put it into words, but
yeah.
This podcast has been insane, and we're nearing 100 episodes, and I'm just mind boggled.
Yeah.
And we have one more that I'm free.
Read it.
Too. This one's short and sweet and again, just incredibly heartwarming. So this is from Jay Merrick. Thank you so much for all you do, Jess and Laura. As a mama who tries to live a holistic lifestyle. I appreciate the various resources you talk through. Very, very helpful. So thank you, J. Merrick.
Thank you. And
I just, it's, you know, it's like, and this I think is a cool combo of reviews because we really try to build community and connect with you guys and share our hearts with you. But then also we try to be super helpful and bring on important resources and bring on guests and who can inspire and teach. And I have learned so much. I know, Jess, you too, just from the people that we've had on. So I feel like I have this podcast in my back pocket for baby number two or for as Evie grows, just in terms of parenting. And I love that we have a lot of different perspectives on as well, because we can, and I think hopefully our listeners get this too, that any one person we have on doesn't necessarily mean we subscribe to every single word they say as like gospel. It's always, our goal is always to bring on people who can provide information and insight. And then as listeners, ourselves as included, we can pick and choose what works for our unique families and our unique situations. And so I hope that that is what this is for all of you out there as well.
Absolutely. I love what we've found, what we've created, the groove that you were talking to a little bit, the groove that we have about sharing and kind of what the review alluded to. It's like, I can share my personal experiences. I can share the information that I've armed myself with. And I love that we fill in the gaps and the pockets of our knowledge and experience with other people's experiences and knowledge and the things that they're really good at. And it's like, we've never claimed to know every single thing there is to know about motherhood, and we never, ever will. But like the fact that I feel like we own that and we seek out people who know more than we do on certain topics, I just love it. And I learn something new literally every podcast, whether it's with you and I talking or I'm like sitting there enraptured listening to an expert on a different subject that I really know like minimal about. And it's like, I don't think I've ever been so well educated in so many like different things, like different concepts, like the Enneagram or, you know, organic gardening or fertility or hormone balancing. It's like, it's all in here. And so I don't know, just, I feel like a much better friend, mother, partner, person having all this information. So anyways,
I couldn't agree more. Last week's episode with, fertility, it's a Fertility Friday episode. It was like one of those things where I was sitting there just soaking it all in, cause I felt like she was talking to me. And then I know that there's so many other listeners out there who are in a very similar situation, cause we got so many questions. So if you haven't listened to that one, do, but I just love it. And then we can pop on this week and be like, yeah, we're just going to kind of shoot the shit and see what happens. No plan, just roll out of bed. And we love you guys for loving us. Not despite that, but probably because of that.
Right.
Yes. So thanks for that. Updates. Gosh. Should we dive in?
I think we should, because
we haven't recorded since before I left for the Pacific Northwest, and now we are back, and it was a whirlwind, but magic. So I would like, though, first to hear what's new in your world.
What's new in my world? You know, what is new in my world? There's not a whole lot of like new, but just a lot of things. Okay, let's start back from before you left for the Pacific Northwest. Was before we went to, we didn't even talk about the Palm Beach trip, did we?
Oh my, yes.
Did we?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys, did we?
I don't think we did.
Well, whether we did or we didn't, we should touch base about it again, okay. Because I'm still kind of buzzing from it. And yeah, that was such a magic trip.
Yeah. So that trip, if you haven't seen, and Laura and I don't talk about this a lot on the podcast, but one aspect of both of our businesses is the fact that we are beauty counter consultants. And gosh, I mean, that could be a whole nother episode in and of itself, because there's all these misconceptions about what it means to be a beauty counter consultant and what, you know, direct to consumer, you know, businesses look like nowadays, and how, you know, that there's a whole lot of misconceptions around that. And I'm happy to just totally devote another episode to that, because beauty counter for me has become this side hustle turned amazing mission-based like thing that fulfills me. And the mentorship aspect of it is like blowing my mind, in the connection aspect of it. I know that's your word for 2019, Laura. And I'm sure, you know, you're connecting in so many different ways with the van life and all that stuff, but I'm sure that beauty counter is filling your connection tank as well, because we've talked about it at length. But so beauty counter, if you don't know, Laura and I were two of, I think it was like 300 consultants that were, lucky enough to go on this incentive trip. They do it once a year, and basically it means that we worked our butt off spreading the mission. And, you know, in that, it wasn't just about selling. It was about furthering the mission. It was about reaching people and changing people's lives. And that was kind of the pathway to get to this trip was like, it was kind of like a culmination of all the messaging around what we were doing in the skincare and personal care industry. So I'm kind of rambling about it because it's still like, I'm still processing, like, how did this happen? But we got to go on this trip, and I will tell you, it was kind of life-changing. For one, it was only the second time that we'd seen each other in person. So that in and of itself was like just
And you guys, incredible. I can't even express to you how I was telling Jess this after the trip, like Jess was like my person, and we didn't necessarily have to spend the entire weekend side by side. But if either of us ever like felt uncomfortable or overwhelmed by, I mean, it's a lot of women to be around, and it's so positive, but it's just a lot. Mm-hmm. And if either of us felt that way, we could kind of just like lock eyes across the yacht or the room or wherever we were. And I just felt at peace, which is so crazy because we roomed together. We stayed up till like 2 a.m. every single night talking.
It was like we were in high school at a sleepover. We're like sleeping next to each other in our bed, just like, what are your dreams? I don't know.
Yeah.
What are your dreams?
What do you believe? And then I got home, and Rusty's like, okay, you must be rested. Here's Evie. And I was like, oh my God, I'm tired. But it was so amazing.
It was.
Yeah, it was incredible. and then we did an opportunity call right after that, which, you know, it's just like that trip really drove home for me why I work with Beauty Counter and why I'm building this business. And for those of you who don't know, like I got laid off from my main job in November, and this has been like what has been supporting us. And I never would have imagined that it would have done that. And then to get to go on this trip, and it's allowing, I think one of the things that we both share in common with this business is we believe in the mission, or I guess a few of the things. We've created community, as you were saying. And then also it's allowing us financially to pursue other things that we want to pursue that are our own. And I think that that's pretty incredible as well. So yeah, it was amazing. You guys, we got to go on a yacht and drink champagne and hang out with our buds, like people that have come on this podcast, like Liz and Cassie and Diane and who else? I mean, Michelle Waller, who's now like, I have a huge crush on her.
Because oh gosh, girl crush for sure. Noelle Tarr from Coconuts. Yeah. I mean, it was just like these women that we look up to and learn so much from as well. But like, it was mind blowing, and met new friends too, like Taylor and Bree, who are like my favorite. I'm obsessed with them. Like
we danced. Yes, and more girl crushes. I fell in love with multiple women on this trip. And we danced like all night long, all night, rubbing up against Greg Renfrew. It was pretty magic.
I find that video.
Door actually.
Yes, there's a video of me like dancing. We're dancing, and then I realize Greg's beside me, and I'm like, oh my God, she's
so cool. And she's so just down to earth. And you guys, if you don't know, she's the founder and CEO of Beauty Counter. And just like hearing her speak and just we got to interact and just hang out with her. And she's just a human like all of us. And I think that was one of the coolest things about it is I was kind of like, I'm showing up. I haven't been doing this for that long. Am I going to feel in any way like I talk a lot about worthiness and not feeling less than, but still it's like there's a little bit of like, okay, these women have been doing this for a long time. They have a lot of skin in the game. I'm new. And I was just like, taken in, and I was a peer. I wasn't, you know, there was no like levels there. Everyone was just equal. Everyone was hanging out. Everyone was friends. Everyone was supporting each other, offering insight into how they've grown their business, even when they had nothing to gain from it. It was really cool.
It was so cool. It was the best. So like Laura said, we had an opportunity to call afterwards, and it was amazing to share our stories, and this is not a, like I said, we rarely talk about Beauty Counter on the podcast, usually in passing, but like, and this is not like an opportunity call, but like, you know, if you ever are interested, just reach out to us and we'll tell you more about how it's changed our lives and our businesses and allowed us to pursue other things in our life a little bit more fully and presently. And I know from both of us, we'd be happy to chat about that. So that was incredible.
It was so great. And now we get to go to Phoenix next month. I get to see you again. And then guys, well, first off, Jess is flying out here to Santa Cruz the first weekend of March, and we are doing a informal but very much fun meetup at this really cool place in Santa Cruz called Beer 30, where there's like all kinds of beer on tap, and they've got kombucha beer, and they've got non-alcoholic drinks, and there's games. What's it called when you throw the beanbag in the hole?
Cornhole. That one.
cornhole and ping pong, and there's kids can come, dogs can come. There's like a little restaurant that opens up a window and you can get food. And we're going to basically be there all from like 1 to 7, and you feel free to come and go. We will link the, we just did a Facebook invite on, in the show notes. If you want to come, let us know. We're going to try and just get a big table. It's very informal, but that's exactly what we wanted. We tried to make this more formal, and we're kind of like, neither of us has the headspace for that right now. So March 2nd, it's a Saturday in Santa Cruz. We actually have had a couple people say that they're going to like travel for it. We had one mama in our community say, I think I'm gonna get a hotel room and just leave and have a whole day to myself. And I was like, props to you.
Yes.
So I don't know if everyone can swing that, but Evie will be there. Rusty will be there. And I am just so excited. And then we get a whole weekend to like get work done, and we're going to get photographs taken and really just sit and like think intentionally for hours about this podcast, because I know for you and I both, it's something that we are so excited about this coming year, this year, God, we are in it.
Yes.
In 2019. And so we just need face-to-face time, I think, to actually, because every time we see each other, it's for Beauty Counter.
Yes.
We need to see each other just for the podcast.
Yes, totally. And there's big things in the works, like improving sound quality, which I know is a thing that we both have our on our radar. And
yeah,
like,
you're bearing with us with that, guys. That
yeah, it does. And you know, we're growing, and we grew a lot faster than we ever thought we would. And you know, it's also like, to speak to sound quality, it's like always, it's sometimes not in our control, depending on the connection we have with our guests in terms of like internet connectivity and stuff like that. So bear with us. It's not always going to be perfect, and it never ever will be, probably. But we are going to pour some intention and some time into, you know, all the things with the podcast. I cannot wait. And we get to see our, I get to see our good friend Kim when I go there, because hopefully she's going to be taking pictures of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or,
yeah.
She's incredible. And it's a lot.
We're actually doing family van photos with her Monday.
Nice.
We're gonna do like a photo shoot with the van for the new website. I'm so excited.
Yay, that's so exciting. And that's so weird, because I connected you guys, right?
Yeah, someone, this little like beautiful postpartum elf showed up on my doorstep and left these this cyst bath when I was postpartum that like saved my vagina. And then little, and then you had sent her, and then we all started talking, and now we're all like BFFs, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
But you guys had never met in person.
No, we became friends. I think we've talked about it on the podcast before, but we became friends way back in the day when I was trying to conceive. We joined this website called 2 Week Wait, and we were in the same due date group. It's like, it's kind of like what we have. Yeah, oh my God. She is a wealth of knowledge. She's a doula, and she is like just an incredible human being. She's done so many things in her life too. And her parenting approach is amazing. So we should definitely get her on. Maybe we can record while we're there.
That would be really fun.
In person.
I would absolutely love that. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
And she's got a really cool business called the Aptos Village Creative, and she is, her and her husband started it from scratch, and they do really incredible like marketing and photography and video creation and all of the things. So she's wonderful. And I can't wait to see all of us in person. It's so fun.
I know.
And then I've got just like a, you know, a bunch of, and then we go to Phoenix, another Beauty Counter. We're going to Lead, which I'm so excited about. And then I'm coming through Austin.
I know.
So I think that's important that we mention to you guys.
Yes.
If you will be in or around Austin during PaleoFX weekend, no pressure to get a ticket. I know some people are like, not sure. But we are just going to get the vendor, like the vendor pass, which is $175. And we're going to be cruising around, meeting people, saying hello. We're going to like face paint ourselves Modern Mom. I'm just kidding. Maybe we'll have like a pamphlet. And then we're going to do another informal meetup at Picnic out on the lawn, and we will have more details for that, but I think we'll turn that into a recording as well. And I'm just super excited to connect with people in Austin. And then we have so many requests for an East Coast meetup. So if you guys want an East Coast meetup, email us at modernmamaspodcast@gmail.com. It would be like June, July. We need a lot of people to say they want to be there, and we need you to tell us where you'd like it. And if we get enough people to say a specific place on the East Coast, because my geography is garbage, then we'll make it happen. So email us. Let us know if you want that.
I kind of want to go to New York.
So do I.
New York City.
Just expensive place on earth.
I know. I've been wanting to visit the pop-up shop there. And then I know we have a couple friends in New York City. I know Arden is there, who's coming on the podcast to talk about meditation.
Yep. Chris, not that far out. The girl with the butter.
And
she's in Jersey.
Adina, our friend Adina, is there, and it's really expensive. It probably wouldn't be very convenient for van trucking.
No, our plan is to park at Kristen's and then like train in. Okay. But we could make it in or around New York, like upstate or Maine or I don't know. Again, geography.
Maine would be so cool.
Yeah.
In the summer?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I mean anywhere in the Northeast
it'll
in
be
the
like
summer.
Early summer.
June, we July? Might
we can maybe do May. Okay. We will be to the East Coast. My brother's wedding's June 1st.
And oh,
we
have to fly. Okay.
So we can do it just before or just after. Okay. Either one of those. And so that way, let's plan on late May, early June because of weather. I think that'd be perfect.
Okay.
And then on that note, this is so random, but my friends, the Barbers, the Tribe Life, we spent the night over there a couple nights ago in their front yard. And we were like dreaming and scheming about like where we're going to settle someday. And he started showing me these properties. They're like 20, 30, 40 acres on the border of Tennessee and North Carolina, right near Asheville. And we started like dreaming of making like having like a commune, and there's already structures and like holding retreats. So if you guys are in or around Asheville or like Chattanooga, Tennessee, over in that area, I know nothing about it, but we are passing through. We're going to actually stop and look at some properties. And so I'm super excited to get out there. And we are, the goal with the van situation is like 3 years, but at the minimum, but we're still like, we've got our, you know, we're thinking about this kind of thing. Yeah. And where do we want to settle, and where can we settle, buy some land, and then still travel, have the money still to travel? Because in California, for us, getting tied to a mortgage meant we were pretty much stuck. Like we didn't then month to month trying to pay that, we couldn't go anywhere. So, right. The goal would be to find somewhere that we can like, you know, put down some roots and call home, but then still keep the van and still travel at least like 2 to 3 months out of the year. And so that was a total side tangent, but it made me think of it just cause we're going to be driving through, and now I'm like super excited to check out those properties and explore this country that I don't know anything about.
Yeah. It's not a side tangent. I mean, this whole episode is about us just catching up. It's all a side tangent. So go for it. That's so funny. I mean, that you say that as well. It's Cammie this morning. I woke her up and she's 2.5, and she's in this stage where you don't know what you're going to get when you wake her up in the morning. Sometimes it's like, oh, I love you so much. I had the best dreams and blah, blah, blah. She's super sweet. And sometimes she like literally will see whoever's waking her up and she'll pull the covers back over her head and she'll be like, oh. And we're like, oh gosh. Okay.
I love that you have to wake her up.
I know.
I guess Evie's the same way. Evie sleeps till like 8 o'clock.
Yeah. We wake them up at 7 because they have school.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, this morning we were talking and she's like, what do you dream about? And I was like, I dreamed about a farm. And she was like, I want a farm. And then we were talking about, because I grew up, a little backstory on me, from like 3 to 7, I grew up on a working ranch in Texas. And that was, it was magical. We lived with my parents and I. But like, it was like goats and cows and horses and peacocks. And like, I would go off like for the whole day and just like explore. And so it's very special to me. And then growing up in Texas, I was part of 4-H, which I don't know if you guys know what 4-H is, but
Rusty
like FFA. Okay.
Yeah.
Where you like raise animals. You don't have to raise animals, but there's all sorts of things you can do. We raise goats and rabbits and stuff. And so I just have such fond memories of growing up with animals and having the responsibility of like feeding them. And I had to walk my animals, walk the goats and stuff like that. So, for her to say that, it got our wheels turning. And Tim and I have talked about it. I love like urban living. We live downtown right now and I love the convenience of it. And I love food and like the social scene. Right now, we're not really doing much social scene, but like, you know what I mean? Like I love the energy of it, but I also have this like desire for my children to grow up with space. And
ours has to be like 40 to 50 minutes from that, from the urban.
Right.
But with space. Because, man, then you save money. Sorry, I got excited.
No, I'm on the same wavelength. I'm just like, how can we make this work? And I think part
That's
of
our plan.
All of the hustling that we're doing and all the business, and I know same probably for you, it's like so that we can create this like this life for our family that is not about like where we live and how much we have and all that stuff, but more about like the space and the experience of living, not the things of living. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And we feel the same way. And then we think about like how I'm kind of bored of the conveniences, and that sounds probably so dumb and probably a little
like
bit
first world.
but it's like, it's kind of like, when you're surrounded by great restaurants and good wine and all this stuff, then it's at your fingertips and it's not as special. It's that kind of loses some of that. And so like when we, on this trip to the Pacific Northwest, we did a lot more cooking, and we, any chance we got to have a kitchen, I was like, we don't need to eat out. And so I picture if we were to settle somewhere, like we talked about, like 50 to an hour outside of Portland, 40 to 50 outside of Asheville, then those places that have all this like charm are still charming because you, like when we went to back to Port Townsend, it was so charming. There's all these great restaurants, but when we were living there, it was kind of like, okay, where do you want to go here again? You know, but being outside, you have space, you have family time connection. You have to be very intentional about the way that you eat and shopping and getting things. And then you get a special treat once or twice a month to go into the more urban area and treat yourself to a really nice meal. And so not only are you saving money, you're having more family time. You're being more of like an intentional participant of the land and the planet and your family and all of that. So that's, I think you and I, like you said, we're very much on the same wavelength with this. That's our ultimate goal, is to find a place in this country where we can really see ourselves putting down some roots, and at the same time, always keeping the van. So when we do end up finding that land, we're there, we have our space, but then we can go, we still have the freedom. Cause I think ultimately this van life is going to be in some capacity forever for us. Like we picture ourselves retiring into it, kind of. Right.
Hi friends, Laura here with some exciting news. Four Sigmatic has come on as a Modern Mamas podcast sponsor. We are so excited. If you've been following along with my Instagram stories, especially, you've seen that I use this stuff every single morning. The Lion's Mane Elixir is my absolute favorite. I add it to my boosted coffee for an extra boost of brain clarity, productivity, and focus that I genuinely did not experience until I started adding this in every day. They also make other elixirs like reishi for calming, cordyceps for an energy boost, and chaga for an immune boost. Along with those elixirs, they also have really cool blends. I love the Lion's Mane and coffee blend when I travel because I don't have to worry about getting my hands and lips on high quality coffee. I have it ready to go. All you need is hot water. You mix in the blend and you're set. They have caffeine-free options as well, like a chai latte and a turmeric latte for gut health and skin glow, and all, they have all kinds of incredible blends. I cannot recommend enough that you go check out their website, find whatever mushroom blend is going to fit with your lifestyle, and give it a try. The awesome folks at Four Sigmatic have offered our listeners, you guys are special, you get 15% off any order. If you go to foursigmatic.com/modernmamas or simply type in Modern Mamas, all lowercase, all one word at checkout, you get 50% off. Check it out, see what fits your life, and happy shrooming.
Right, like settling for a while, raising kids, but still traveling, and then eventually just being on the move again. Because then we can go to our grandkids, we can go visit friends wherever they are, we can go international. All we need to do is park the van in like in an airport parking lot or whatever. So that's, I mean, things change obviously, but that's kind of where our conversations have been as of late, and it feels really good. And this trip, you guys felt, you can go watch YouTube channels and stuff. All I want to say about it is that we felt more at home traveling up to the Pacific Northwest than we did when we got back to California. You guys know that that's up there is where my period came back after 7 years when we moved up there, and Evie's energy, her naps were amazing. We got in this like incredible workflow. Everything just felt so good up there. And now I got back here, and of course Rusty had been gone for 6 days and I was solo, and it was stressful. So that played into it too. But, we just can't wait to get on the road again. I think that right now, that it's not going to be forever, but that's really where we feel best, is connecting with people. We actually were able to find a lot of alone time being on the move, and living in the van feels just so right. So we leave in like 4 or 5 days for San Diego, and we're doing a big south trip on the West Coast, and then we'll be back here and there for a little bit, and then out to the East Coast. So yeah, it feels so right. And that doesn't mean that it was super easy, but it does, even the hard stuff was special in a way. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. Keep the updates coming. But for now, it's just pretty awesome.
That's amazing. And I know you've done like a van life question Q&A on your YouTube channel. And I hope that we'll be able to, maybe after like a few more weeks, and we can do like, I would love to do a whole episode dedicated to van life, because I know people like
lots of questions.
Some of them, they want to plug it in, and they want to like just be able to listen to kind of what you have to say. So for sure we should do that. I don't know. It's so much fun following along just with what you're doing and how you're adapting. And I'm sure it's encouraging for a lot of people, because sometimes we get caught up in this, like, I don't know. It's not fear. It's just routine. And it's like, hard to imagine that we could ever change.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but to see you and see you thriving in a very, like, conditions you are going to have you adapting to on the reg. Like, it's like weather, it's parking, it's where you're going to stay, it's how we're going to, like, where are we going to get the food? Like, it sounds kind of like you're, like, foraging for, but that's not what I mean. You know, it's like, it's not just like I go to the grocery store every Friday and this
and
is what
I
get.
Stock my fridge for the week.
Stock my fridge.
Not big enough to stock for the week.
Yeah. So it's like, there's a lot of decisions you probably have to make on the fly that you didn't really have to make maybe as much when you were kind of in one place.
Especially because we have to save money. Like we're not swimming in it right now. And so we have to be so intentional about the food that we eat and what we buy. Cause it adds up if you're like hot bar at this grocery store, I'm just going to like get all the snacks or whatever. It's like, we have to be, it's like a lot of canned fish and we're going to do a whole episode on food stuff and how we budget. And when we do go out and want to try new restaurants, we share. So we'll get like a couple different things and we'll just share like small plates or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we go out for breakfast or lunch versus dinner. But it's been really great so far. And, we're learning as we go, but ultimately we're super happy. So, there's actually today an episode is going live about like our takeaways from the first trip. So, I'll link to that, but it feels really good. And I'm so excited for the San Diego trip because it's going to be a little warmer. And, we stayed at two different Airbnbs on the trip up just because Rusty's mom flew out up and, we needed to have a place for her to stay while we went to the CrossFit Level 1 seminar and she watched Evie. And then we did another one in Ashland because it was like this beautiful farm. And then we really enjoyed the host and we came back for a night and it was nice to have a little kitchen and stuff. But when we go down to San Diego, it's 100% in the van. And we don't have to pay for anything because we have so many friends and family down the coast that we can just enjoy people's front yards. And, we're really finding our groove in it and it's been super fun. So yeah, more coming at you during that trip. And then the big East Coast one is going to be magical.
I'm so excited for all the things, like we said, brief recap, going to Santa Cruz, going to Phoenix in March, going to see you in Austin in April, and then an East Coast meetup. Gosh.
TBD.
Oh yeah. Yes. And then we also have some end of the year stuff that we can't really talk about. We can't talk about it, can we?
Not just yet. Okay. We gotta dot some I's and cross
some T's. Sorry about that. Teaser.
But something really cool coming in November.
Yes.
So just block off the month. It's cool.
I want a traveling like group of people that just we always get to be with everywhere we go. They're like in Austin, they're on the East Coast.
Oh my gosh, if someone can make that happen. If you come to Santa Cruz and Austin and the East Coast meetup and to this magical thing in November, you win a giant golden award.
And
we'll have you on the podcast. You'll be like our special travel friend. That'll be so fun. We just want to be your best friend. So. Oh my goodness.
That's a lot of stuff. I didn't really realize how this year's going to fly by. We, currently with Fed and Fit stuff. So, I'm sure you guys have been following along with that. Like I'm part of Team Fed and Fit. We're launching, I can talk about it now. We're launching a book. Cassie, is launching a book. Her team has helped kind of support her through this process, but it's a book called Cook Once, Eat All Week. And it is insane. So it's like a meal prep book. It's basically like 26 weeks of essentially cooking once. You cook one day. It shouldn't take you more than 2 hours to do the prepping. And then you just have to, you have three meals for the rest of the week. And kind of like it really tells you how to make the whole week work and like how to like fill in the gaps and stuff. And it is such a good resource. It's so much more than recipes. I'm so excited. It's available for pre-sale right now on Amazon. So if you've struggled, I'm raising my hand right now, with like meal prep and time and just trying to like stay creative, but also on a budget with like a family, or even if it's just you and yourself or you and your partner, the book is incredible. So, and I'm not saying that because I helped create it, but it's more just like, I wish I had this now. I wish I had it a year ago, 2 years ago. And it's one of those things that will like sit on your counter and you'll use all the time. Because you can make everything individually too. But like it's really designed for it to be like save you time, money, all that stuff. So that has been I'm not going to say stressful, but it's been a lot of energy. And so I'm so glad that it's like about to be.
Yeah. On the other side of it.
Yeah. On the other side of it so that we can start working on some other new projects too. But
fun. I can't wait to see it.
It's a beautiful book.
We'll have to have Cassie back on to chat.
Yes, for sure.
And Grace. And Gray just turned one. It's so crazy. Life goes so fast because we had her on when she was pregnant and now she has a baby who's over a year. Nuts.
Can we just pause for a minute and just reflect on like time? And it is crazy. Yeah. I don't know why it feels like it's kind of like flying, like everything is flying by, but like it's already February and does it just get that way? Why does it feel that way? I feel like in my youth, time drug on, like even 5 years ago, you know, I don't know. It's crazy.
Because I think neither of us is in like a grind, if that makes sense. Like every day is so different. And I think that's why for me, it feels like it's going fast because when I had every day was very, very similar. It's like, it kind of, I don't know. It didn't seem as fast. And now that every day is super different and I don't know, I like have to every single night, resting, I have to touch base. We have to look at the calendar. We have to game plan, like so much planning. And so it's a little bit, it makes things go so fast because I feel like there's always something that I'm looking forward to, looking towards. And so it's like, I think the big challenge or not challenge, but I think the big, opportunity there is to work on being present for me. Like, look forward to things ahead, plan, but still be super mindful and present of where I am and how I am and how I'm feeling now. How's Evie doing? And when Rusty was just in Italy for 6 days and I was alone with her and I had to drive like 12 hours back from Oregon alone with her, which we learned from here on out, if he gets a seminar and it's international or he has to fly there, Evie and I will just hunker down and stay put wherever. And so he can fly out of that place and back, but doing long stretches alone with her, wasn't fair to either of us, especially because like my work fell to the, obviously that was the lowest priority. And in that point I had to drive safely. And then when I wasn't driving, she needed extra attention because she had been sitting in the car. Mm-hmm. So we will do that differently for sure in the future. But, really working like the living in this van, it really helps me to be present, but also it's like, it's something I have to be super intentional about every single day and like ensuring that I am allowing myself to feel my feelings. And then also it's, you know, I'm really working towards constantly every single day, checking in with her, like, how are you feeling and letting her cry if she needs to cry and not putting my expectations of naps on her and my expectations of whatever on her, because, she so far has really seemed to thrive in this, but we have to make sure that we're constantly checking in and seeing if she needs breaks or pauses or whatever. So far so good. She seemed happier on the road than being back here, honestly. So I'm excited for this next leg of the journey, but another tangent for you.
It's not a tangent.
Time.
It's not a tangent. It's just a catch-up episode. So all the things are fair game.
This time next week is going to be Valentine's Day. So this airs the day before Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Rusty's mom. And like, where am I going to be in a week? We're going to be in Paso for three nights maybe. And then we're going to be in Santa Barbara for a night and then heading all the way to San Diego for like a week and a half. My good friend Kelsey, who I'm building that Intuitive U program with, she just moved down there with her baby. And then my friend Jenna has a baby and they're like very similar ages. So they were able to connect. I was able to introduce them. I get to go see them both. I'm so excited for that. And see Kristen, the paleo attorney and her baby. And then we'll head back up and maybe do Big Sur for a night or two. I don't know. It's just so weird that like, I'm like, next week, where am I going to be? But Rusty's mom is on TV for Valentine's Day. So we're going to have an entire day together.
Yay. That's exciting.
Hopefully since we get to take our bed with us.
Very cool. Oh, that's convenient.
I know, it's great. And so we're going to do like breakfast at our favorite place in San Luis Obispo and then some wine tasting in the afternoon, make a whole day of it. And I'm so excited. Anyways, yeah. Where will you be when this episode airs?
When this episode airs, I'll probably be right here recording another episode. between now and then. What'd you say?
I have another recording on Wednesday too.
Yeah. I'm saying, I don't think there's anything that I'll be doing exciting. We are going to visit our friends in Waco, which Waco is not much. The only thing that's put it on the map is Chip and Joanna Gaines.
My parents are talking about retiring there. I'm like, just because they make these houses look really nice doesn't mean you want to retire there. Sorry, I mean, if anyone lives there.
Yeah, you can get a lot. I mean, you can get a great house for the price. I'm sure they've gone up now that it's become a little like tourist attraction. But Central Texas, it's like, Texas is so interesting because you can literally drive an hour and you get a whole different environment. We have the desert, we have the plains, which is like kind of central Texas. We have the hill country with like hills, and we have up north where there's like, you know, it snows, and in the east there's like piney woods. It's like, it's really crazy. But central Texas is, I mean, a lot of people love it. I'm not going to knock it.
My parents are like, California, I mean, they would lose their minds. And their whole world is like their friends, you know, so they'd be really far from their people.
It is very Texas. Just want to throw that out there. But we're going, and we're going to go hopefully see the whole, what's it called? I don't even know. The silos? Magnolia? Something. We're going to go there. And also, we bought for Christmas, we got some money from friends and family. We bought camping gear, and I'm so excited. We have not taken our kids. I don't think we've ever taken them camping, which is really sad. And it's funny because like you guys camp all the time, and both Tim and I, like, we camped as kids growing up, like, you know, that was a thing. And now it's just like something seems so hard. And now like seeing you guys do it and like knowing that it's like not that big of a deal. Kids are resilient. Me letting go of like a little bit of control in terms of like nap time and schedules and all the stuff that I like cling to so tightly, or I used to in the past. I'm so excited. So I think we're going to do that trip up to Waco. And then on the way back, there's a bunch of like places we can stop in the hill country to camp. And we're going to try it out for one night and see how the kids do. And I'm so excited.
I love it. I can't wait to hear how it goes.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great no matter what.
I had someone direct message me yesterday actually, and was like, took my two city boys, like 5 and 8, camping for the first time. And with all of the stops and the sick and the potty and the complaints, I don't know how you do it. And I was like, well, we started her when she was 6 weeks old, not 5 and 8 and, you know, living in the city. So I started, she was like laughing. It was funny. Yeah. But I think that it's, you know, it's uncomfortable until you make it comfortable. And right. if it's really not your thing, then it's not your thing. But it sounds like for you and Tim, it's an important part of your life. So I love, and I feel like knowing your kids the way that I do, at least at this point, they're going to love it.
Oh my God. They're going to love it. We're just going to, like, I posted an Instagram story of them the other day, like barefoot in the backyard. Cammy had like no pants on. They were carrying logs, like, and the dog was like chasing after them. And I'm like, oh, this is nature. It. Like, they love it. They do love it. And I read something recently about how, like, if you have health issues, one of the, like, any sort of health issues, whether it's sleep, whether it's hormones, or you need, like, just an entire reset, the easiest and fastest way to reset, quote unquote, is to go camping and, like, spend the night without an alarm, with very little electronics, to, like, be in nature and let the sun wake you and let the
grounding.
Like, grounding. It's very grounding. And it resets. Like, it resets yourself. So imagine doing that as frequently as you guys do, and then, you know, incorporating that into your life. Anybody incorporating that into their life. It's like, even if you're not a quote-unquote nature person, just for that reason alone, I would be like, we got to go.
Let's do it. And that's one of the reasons why we're living in the van, because we have to go outside. And so no matter the weather, like, I remember on the way up, we stopped in Olympia because Evie needed a break, and there was this park, and it was like absolutely frigid rain. The rain was like going sideways because of the wind, and she was just on the swing giggling, and I was sitting there like, no bad weather, no bad weather, no bad weather, because she was so happy. And so I started posting the hashtags no bad weather and find us outside, and then it makes my heart smile. At least once or twice a day, someone tags me in the story with their kid outside. Even when it was like Arctic tundra in the Midwest, people were tagging me with their kids bundled in the snow and so I keep sharing those because it makes, like, I didn't realize that was really truly one of my goals with this, was to help inspire parents to get their kids outside, because it is so powerful for so many reasons. And I think that that's one of the problems with this country and why people are like so just awful sick to each other sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sick and all of it, like mentally, emotionally, physically sick, is because we are not getting outside. And so if I can inspire just one or two moms to get their kids outside, it makes me so happy. And I have to I'm working on toughening up myself, because I don't love the cold, but seeing her in it, and I have to be out there with her. And so it's making me appreciate it more. And I want her to hold on to that forever, the no bad weather thing. And so, it's been really, really fun. So I love that you're getting them out. And our world is outside right now, except for when we basically sleep and pull stuff out of the fridge and all that. So it's been a journey.
I love it so much. Well, do we have anything else exciting?
I mean, always, but I feel like this was great. I feel like it's really nice to be able to just share and see your face and talk about life. And we'll do another one of these soon. And definitely, I think we will record in person, whether it's at the meetup or just us two in the beginning of March. But there'll be another episode before then, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
If you guys have questions or thoughts, you can always email us at modernmamaspodcast@gmail.com. Oh, we got an Instagram.
We did?
Follow us.
Wait, what? Oh, okay, yes.
We got an Instagram.
The Modern Mom was like, wait, what?
Modern Mama's Podcast on Instagram. So we'll tag that or we'll link to that in the show notes as well. But find us there. We want to start a conversation there. That's where we're going to be like posting calls for questions, posting each episode that goes live, all of that. So find us there. And we have our Facebook community as well, Modern Mama's community on Facebook. Find us there. That's been incredible seeing the women just like step up and answer each other's questions and support each other. We've only had like a very small number of people that we've had to like, you know, come in and
take care of. Gently remind. Yeah. Take care of. It sounds like we like axed them or something.
Yeah. Someone went in there and was talking about like cellulite removal and stretch mark removal and like it was just pretty toxic in terms of like change your body. So I was like,
I didn't see that. No tolerance.
Yeah. I booted her.
Was it just like a post for like a product or something?
Multiple. Yeah. She was selling a anti-stretch mark gimmick. And so I think that's why I don't know if it was an actual person or it was like a company page or whatever. But it was a person, but I realized the spin on her whole account was like a business. So I have zero tolerance for that. Yeah. Absolutely not. Yeah. Not in this community.
And we don't even sell our stuff in that group. It's like, it's not the place for that.
If someone wants to do that, great. But I'm not you don't get to come in and like make women potentially influence women to feel any which way about their body. So
totally.
It's a safe space, the safest space I've seen on Facebook. So join us there.
Absolutely.
It's like the only reason I go on and for our beauty counter group.
I know. I'm not a fan of Facebook. But it is a great way for people to connect.
Absolutely.
And when we create a positive place for that to happen. So I'm very grateful for that.
Find us there.
I was just riffing off the social media thing. This is probably not appropriate to share, but
it's all good.
I got my first penis pic in DMs.
Oh my god, yes. That's amazing.
I was like,
that means you had to like tap the blur.
No, it wasn't blurred for some reason. I'm like, the heck? And that someone said, they're like, well, it was blurred out. And I was like, no, it wasn't blurred out. So I don't know if that was like some sort of glitch. But I was like, I didn't realize what it was at first because I was like,
what is this thing going on?
And then I was like, oh my gosh. I blocked it immediately. I was just like, boom. And then I told him about it. He was like, well, let me see. And I was like, you want to see a penis pic? And he's like, well, I just want to see like what – like
the context.
The context of it. I was like, I already blocked it and it disappeared, thank God. But
yeah.
I was just like, in what world does a dude think that like a married woman, if you looked at my account for like 2 seconds, that sending – yeah. Like, but like honestly, they'll be like, send a penis pic and then I'm like, oh yeah, let's do this. Like, where are you? I'll fly to meet you. Like –
I think that exists though.
Really?
Yeah. But to each their own. That's disgusting. And I find it to be assaulting, but I don't know. I think this is going to be a whole tangent, but I think some guys just get off in sharing that. Like for him, that was enough just to know that you saw it, you know, which is so gross. We can cut this out, but when I was a child, I got flashed at a park by an old man and we did like the whole police report and everything. And I still think now I'm like, oh, brought me right back. So
it's
gross.
Like, that's kind of about power, right? It's like someone doesn't have the power to like not see something when you do it in that way.
Yeah, it's a power thing. That's a very good point.
And it's like
so nasty.
Yeah, it's not good.
In the same week, I got my first like real troll comment too, which I ended up actually there's so many silver linings to that. First off, in just the support and like the feedback I got from people, and I'm so grateful for the space of stories to share because I processed the entire comment and like broke it down in my stories and I never responded to her. I didn't engage with her at all, but just that process of breaking it down and like having that space to kind of express my feelings was so powerful. Mm-hmm. And then it also like reading back and then getting some of the comments that I did and messages from people that were like, well, thank you for approaching it in that way versus being reactionary or reactive. And it kind of showed me that I've come a long way, like in my therapies working and the way that I didn't take any of her garbage on myself. None mm-hmm. of it. At no point was I like, oh, she's in any way right. Cause she was like questioning my parenting and saying we were homeless and reprimanding me for Evie's hands being cold and telling me that I was not special and that I thought I was so special. And I am special, but so is every mom. Yeah. And then the killer to me was she wrapped it with hashtag we are all moms. And I was like, exactly. I don't
understand. But maybe was she really was processing something in that comment.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, you know, when someone attacks like that without making space for a dialogue and there was no room for response, it was just her attacking me and my choices as a parent. That's not on me. That's not anything I'm doing wrong. That's her processing, dealing with insecurities, dealing with her own stuff. And who knows if it was even a real person. It could have just been some sort of troll algorithm. I don't know how any of that works, but so much positive came from it. And the timing was so good because that was like in the middle of this long journey home when I was kind of stressed and feeling a little overwhelmed by it all. And then just the comments that came back and the direct messages, it was just like when I finally got a chance to read them at like midnight, when we finally landed and got Evie to sleep, it was just like it filled my cup. So
it's like you can spin that and be like, thank you, troll lady, because you filled my cup and you didn't even know it. That wasn't your intention, but that's what happened. So thank you.
Yeah. And ultimately, I just feel sad for her. If it is a real person and that's really how she feels, man.
What a tough way to live in that.
Yeah, that energy is so negative, but what can you do? So penis pics and trolls, we made it on social media.
We're here.
That should be the poll quote for this episode.
It's going to be. It is going to be. I love it so much. Okay, friends. Oh, my God.
Thank you, friend. This was amazing. I will talk to you soon. Thank you guys for listening. You can find me at laura.radicalroots, Jess at jess.holdthespace, both of us at Modern Mamas Podcast on Instagram. And you can always email us at modernmamaspodcast@gmail.com. We actually have a website that's in the works.
Yes.
A little ways off, but you'll find us there.
That will hopefully be a place. 2019. Yeah, big things. We're stepping up our game.
Yeah, and if you guys could do one thing for us this year, this week, this month, when you think about it, is just subscribe, rate, and review. We cannot express to you how important that is, how much it means. It's a vote for this podcast. It's a way to get it into the ears of more women to find this community and to build it. And it doesn't cost anything, just some time, which I know is so valuable. So every time we see a review, it just like, we are so, so grateful. We know it's not minor because most of us are moms and taking the time to get on there and subscribe and rate and review is not easy. So it means the world and we are so grateful for each and every one of you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right. Righty.
We'll talk to you guys next week. We love you. Thanks for being here and reach out anytime.
I don't know what to say.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. See you next time.